This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The United States took a major step toward establishing relations with Cuba after a deep freeze that's lasted since the Kennedy years, over half a century ago. A congressional delegation met yesterday with Cuban officials in Havana. Among the delegation was Michigan's senior Senator Debbie Stabenow. Welcome back to Stateside, Senator.
It's always good to be with you.
How did you come to be part of this delegation?
Well, I was asked 2 years ago, to go on an initial trip that kind of started this whole process. A group of us went down, bipartisan delegation, to meet with Alan Gross, who was being held illegally, American citizen, but to also talk with President Raul Castro, which we did at great length, and to talk about ways where we could open up trade if they were willing to release Alan, other political prisoners, and make other reforms. And because I chaired the Agriculture Committee, which is of great interest to them, I was asked to go down and to make it clear that we're not going to open things up unless they released Alan and political prisoners and began to change. But if they did that, we would be willing and were anxious, actually, to trade with them. So because of that, I was asked to come back on the first delegation trip back to meet with the Minister of Agriculture, to meet with other officials, and to relay that, okay, we're now ready. You know,
yeah.
President Obama took this action. President Castro has responded, and we will keep our word. We're anxious to move ahead.
You mentioned the Minister of Agriculture. What other officials sat down with you?
Well, we met with the foreign minister, the agriculture minister. We met with the Minister of Culture and the Arts, where there's a great opportunity for exchange around music and culture and the arts that will further understanding between the two countries. We also met with dissidents, people who had been jailed in the past. Interestingly, most of them, I would say about 80% of the folks we met with, were very supportive of what we're doing, and very hopeful. People on the street that we talked to, very, very hopeful for the first time in their adult lives that there is an opportunity here to open up economic doors that will lead to openness for them in terms of freedom of expression, communications. I mean, that's where this goes. It's all about the Cuban people being able to see more freedom, access, expression, and do that through the economy, through, you know, commerce, through tourism, through things that also greatly benefit us here in the United States.
I'm wondering, can you give us a sense of the mood in the room or the tenor of the conversations that you had, particularly with the government officials?
Well, I would say overall, everyone is very, very, very hopeful and very positive. It's also clear that there's a lot to do on the Cuban end of things. You know, this is a completely government-controlled, government-run system. So when I was talking to them about bringing a Michigan trade mission, our agricultural interests down, which I intend to do, they're not yet really set up to talk specifics. I mean, the government purchases everything. 80% of the agricultural land is owned by the government, only 20% by farmers. I said, well, if we want to sell tractors to the 20%, can we do that directly? The answer was no, you have to go through the government at this point. So they, I think, are positive, hopeful, a little overwhelmed at all the things they've got to figure out as they move more to a market-driven economy. They want our investment. They want relationships. They've got to figure out how to do it.
What was made clear with respect to our expectations? What is it that they now know, without a doubt, that the United States of America expects to happen?
Well, first of all, they know that we understand that over 50 years of the policy that we've had has not worked, and we are willing to change, that we are willing to open up trade and tourism and other relationships. But the expectation is that they will be open as well to their own people participating in this process.
And what about the door swinging the other way? What did you walk away with as far as a sense of what the Cubans expect?
They want very much to trade with us. They have very keen needs as it relates to food. Right now, they get their milk in powdered form from New Zealand. That's an awful long ways away from Cuba, when we're 90 miles from them. And we certainly in Michigan can talk specifically about providing milk, about beans, potatoes. It's interesting. They eat a lot of potatoes but run out and have a hard time getting potatoes. They can't grow them there in their tropical climate. So we talked about all the ways in which we, as a close neighbor, can provide opportunity for food. They don't have apples or something that they have at Christmas as, you know, a specialty. Well, we can provide apples year-round, blueberries, cherries, so on. So they very much want access to products. And certainly, if we lift, and we have to eventually lift the entire embargo, they certainly need our automobiles. I drove in a 1954 Chevy that was very, very rough. I asked the taxi driver, well, how does he get it fixed? Well, he said he's a mechanic. I guess all of the taxi drivers are their own mechanics, and they kind of piece together things. You may be in a Chevy that has a German engine. It sounded like a lawnmower engine, but it was very clear. You're going back in time. I mean, if you go to Cuba, you can expect that you're going back to a 1950s movie. Mm. And so we open it up, and there's all kinds of opportunities for us to export, and that relates to jobs in Michigan.
What most surprised you during this visit, struck you?
What struck me in this visit is how in a little less than 2 years, things have already started to change. There's construction. They're restoring, remodeling hotels. They are redoing their capital, which is modeled after our capital. And the other thing that was interesting is the Cuban people are wonderful, and the openness and more willingness to talk and be hopeful, very different than 2 years ago. And the minute they knew we were Americans, people wanted to talk to us and thank President Obama and encourage us to keep going.
So what comes next?
Well, now it's really in many ways in the court of the Cubans to determine their processes. Last week, President Obama set up how we're going to move ahead in terms of 12 new categories of visas, and, you know, how we're going to do our end of this. They couldn't answer specific questions about their end, and so they've got to work through that. For me, because agriculture is a very important part of what we can do now, it's finding out specifically. We now have specific people, specific names to talk to, and we're pushing them on exactly what the process is for them to buy our products, and I'm trying to move as quickly as I can, but it will take some time because, again, they have a very big bureaucracy. It's all government controlled, and as they move to change that, it's going to be a step-by-step process.
Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow, part of the congressional delegation that met Monday with Cuban officials in Havana, one of the first major steps towards normalizing relations between the United States and Cuba. Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.